None pressed on them or provoked them till they began loading, when a party of about 12 in number, with sticks in their hands, moved from the middle of the street where they had been standing, gave 3 cheers, and passed along the front of the soldiers, whose muskets some of them struck as they went by. "You are cowardly rascals," they said, "for bringing arms against naked men. Lay aside your guns, and we are ready for you." "Are the soldiers loaded?" inquired Palms of Preston. "Yes," he answered, "with powder and ball." "Are they going to fire upon the inhabitants?" asked Theodore Bliss. "They cannot without my orders," replied Preston, while the town-born called out, "Come on, you rascals, you bloody backs, you lobster scoundrels, fire if you dare. We know you dare not." Just then Montgomery received a blow from a stick which had hit his musket, and the word "fire" being given by Preston, he stepped a little to one side and shot Attucks, who at the time was quietly leaning on a long stick. "Don't fire," said Langford the watchman to Kilroy, looking him full in the face. But yet he did so, and Samuel Gray, who was standing next Langford, fell lifeless. The rest fired slowly and in succession on the people, who were dispersing. 3 persons were killed, among them Attucks the mulatto. 8 were wounded, 2 of them mortally. Of all the 11, not more than 1 had any share in the disturbance.